Dr. Frank von Hippel is a senior research physicist and professor of public and international affairs emeritus at Princeton University. He says in reprocessing, spent reactor fuel is dissolved and plutonium or enriched uranium is separated out of the material.
Originally, it was developed to separate plutonium for U.S. nuclear weapons. Now some countries use it to separate out plutonium as well for use in nuclear fuel.
Reprocessing was banned in the 1970s after India's first nuclear detonation was tied to U.S. reprocessing technology, but the nuclear industry wants the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to loosen rules. In a 2020 letter to the NRC, the American Nuclear Society said reprocessing would get the most out of nuclear fuel and reduce waste. Kevin Camps with the group Beyond Nuclear says there's a high-level waste from the U.S. nuclear weapons program at the Idaho National Laboratory, although most of it is dried and stored. He says that reprocessing operations has a negative effect on the environment.
We see high-level radioactive waste, irradiated nuclear fuel, as just that. It's a forever deadly waste that needs to be isolated from the environment. Reprocessing does the opposite of that. It releases a part of it into the environment, inevitably.
The Idaho National Laboratory says it does reprocessing research on small quantities of spent nuclear fuel. It's part of research into the development of advanced reactor concepts. Von Hippel believes there is a renewed interest in the technology. He hopes to convince the Biden administration that there is no need to revisit this technology.
There's no good economic or environmental reason for civilian plutonium separation. So I and many colleagues say that no country should separate plutonium for nominally civilian purposes. It is a weapons-usable material.
I'm Casey Taylor, and this is Utah Public Radio.